This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Keenan McRoberts is joining us. He is Vice President of Meal Strategy with the United Soybean Board. And Keenan, I know for U.S. soy industry, there is a big initiative right now talking about protein first and to help many across the world. Can you explain what Protein First is?
Protein First is an initiative together with the United Soybean Board and partners like the American Soybean Association, World Initiative for Soy and Human Health, and U.S. Soybean Export Council that really identifies the critical role of protein in global population growth and global nutrition. So through this platform, U.S. Soy is reaffirming its commitment to animal agriculture while also positioning U.S. Soy as a preferred protein in the plant protein space.
Because there is demand for that throughout the world as well.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So really, global demand for protein is driven by what is currently a supply-demand gap in emerging economies, and that growth is going to continue over time. To feed a population of 9 billion by 2050, we've got to focus on growing all sources of protein to supply that gap in a sustainable way, and U.S. soy plays a critical role in that process.
And that relationship with animal agriculture, as you said, growing the protein across the world, you have to have that relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. As economies grow, growing middle class, the increase in consumption of animal-sourced protein is a key part of protein demand growth. So really, we're reaffirming our commitment to animal agriculture partners through this Protein First initiative while acknowledging that we play a critical role both in the plant and the animal protein space.
What's the biggest way that you do promote that across the world?
So really through our partners with U.S. Soybean Export Council and the World Initiative for Soy and Human Health, those are the entities that are focused on protein demand growth in those emerging economies, including in places like sub-Saharan Africa.
And that's big because of the fact that very much a need for protein in those areas too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mentioned before the protein supply demand gap. So protein requirements currently and the demand that would be created by those ideal requirements are less than what's available in those economies. It can't be supplied through local sources, so that creates an opportunity for trade. And U.S. agriculture can provide that trade component, that supply of sustainably produced protein that can feed that growing population in those emerging economies.
All right. Keenan, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
That is Keenan McRoberts, Vice President of Meal Strategy with the United Soybean Board, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.